Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, and we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in, and this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson in basic theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So if you would like to join us, please dial 319-527-6204 at 7 p.m. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, and it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise be to God. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. To God be the glory. By Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come
Amen. Praise be to God. Jehovah Goalik, the Lord your Redeemer. Isaiah 60 and 16 in the NIV says, "You will drink the milk of nations and be nursed at royal breasts. Then you will know that I, the Lord Jehovah, am your Savior, your Redeemer, Jehovah Goalik, the Mighty One of Jacob." Jehovah Goalik, I know that my Redeemer lives and that you have sent redemption to me, your child, through your Son, Jesus Christ. You have ordained your covenant, and all of your purposes will stand. You formed me for a purpose, and you have called me by my name. Great and holy is your name. You are the God who works wonders, and by your power, you redeem people to yourself. You are the first and the last. There is no other God beside you. None of those who take refuge in you will be lost. I praise you because you have redeemed me and delivered me time and time again from the hand of the enemy. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Somebody touch me. to the hand of a scar man. All you need is a little faith to receive and save and grace. Hold on,
hold on
to the hand of a scar man. Don't let Jesus pass you by. You'll make everything alright. Oh yes. My, 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 my. All you gotta do is hold on.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Doesn't matter what you're going through. No, 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 no. You just reach out and hold on.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Make a way for you. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on
to the hem of his garment.
Don't let Jesus go. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Hold on.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Strong and mighty he will show. All you gotta do is hold on to Jesus.
Hold on,
yeah,
to the hem of his garment.
Hold on to Jesus.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
He will make a way for you.
Hold on,
oh, yes,
to the hem of his garment.
And I know he will see it through.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
You see, he's a mighty good God. Oh, yes,
hold
he is.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Whoa, oh,
oh, oh.
Hold on
to the hem of his garment.
Lord, have mercy.
Hold on.
Hallelujah.
To the hem of his
hey,
garment.
Hey.
Hold on.
You gotta
to
just
the
say.
Hem.
Amen. Praise be to God. Hold on to the hem of his garment. Let us pray. Jehovah Goli, forgive us for taking your redemption too lightly and not living in the light of that truth. We confess our lack of understanding of all the dangers you have rescued us from. Were our eyes to be completely open, as they will be one day, we would know the full extent of your redemption. Or if you were to give us insight, just as you gave to Elisha's servant when he saw the armies of your angels ready and able to defend them against the king of Aram, we would give you the praise you truly deserve. Forgive our lack of total comprehension of how you redeem us each day. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson this evening in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So if you would like to join us and give us your opinions and thoughts on what the writer is conveying, amen? Our call-in number is 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection. Amen. Praise be to God. Jehovah Golet, thank you for the many ways you have stood God around us. You have protected us from unseen dangers and redirected us as you did Balaam with his donkey. The angel, you are always working things out behind the scenes. We are grateful that despite our lack of awareness and acknowledgement, you still redeem us day after day. Our health, our relationships, our career, so many things. You sustained us with the finest nourishment of all, your grace. We are grateful for your daily mercies and blessings, which comes to us by way of your redeeming strength. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I will play another selection, and after the selection, I will come back with our devotional message. Amen. Praise God.
I got it.
God, everything the devil took from me, God will give it back. Praise be to God. My title for this message is The Turnaround. And the scripture reading for this devotional message is coming from Genesis 50 and 20, where it says, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result, to preserve many people alive." Amen. The God you serve loves to turn seemingly hopeless situations around completely. Take Joseph, for example. He was sold into slavery by his brothers and dragged off to Egypt. Joseph gained some prominence there. But due to the unfair and false accusations of another, he spent years in an Egyptian prison. Too many, it may have appeared that God had forsaken Joseph, rejected by family, enslaved, and in prison. What hope could he possibly have? To the unknowing eye, his was a useless, wasted life. But God looked on Joseph and saw someone who stayed faithful despite the trials. Joseph honored the Lord and served others with godly devotion. And when the time was right, God turned everything around by raising Joseph up to lead Egypt. Second in command to Pharaoh himself. Likewise, there may be aspects of your life that feel hopeless. The most important thing you can do is to remain faithful to Jesus. Amen? Because when you do, you invite the Lord to be glorified in your life. So don't lose heart, but honor God. He can and will turn situations around in ways you cannot imagine. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Jesus, you can turn anything around. Thank you for working all things together for our good. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that is our devotional message for this evening. Amen. Praise God. So again, at this time, I will play another selection.
Let me hear the worshipers. Praise.
our God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up and praise. It's through our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise.
Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship.
Jehovah Galek, be our constant redeemer and our ever-present help in trouble. Redeem us from ourselves, our sinful, propensious, wasteful indulgence and doubt. Give us the grace of the greatest virtues and mold us into the person you have proposed us to be. We ask that we will drink the milk of nations as you have said. Grant us fruitfulness and abundant blessings according to your perfect will for the advancement of your kingdom and for the good of others. Use us as a vessel of redemption to those in need. Amen, amen, and amen. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. At this time, I will play another selection.
Desperately
wait.
Another 15 seconds. I want you to open your mouth. We have sang for your glory. I will do anything. I wonder what type of praise you will give him until he releases his glory. Somebody raise up your hands and open your mouth now. Can I get somebody to cry out for God in this room? I'm only talking to those of you who are hungry for him. I'm only talking to those of you who are thirsty for him.
Amen. Jehovah Elohim, Lord God. Genesis 2 and 4 says, this is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God, Jehovah Elohim, made earth and heaven. Jehovah Elohim, in the account of the heavens and the earth, they were created. You are featured prominently as the creator. From your creative mind came the concept. From your loving heart came the reality. From your mouth came the words that spoke the earth and the universe into existence. We stand on the ground that you have spoken into being. We breathe air that you determine would enter our lungs and give life to the cells in our body. We honor and adore you for your creative power and genius. Lord, you are worthy of all our praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
You said, who is this that speaks of wisdom? You said, raise yourself and answer me. Did you lay the earth's foundation? You said, have you command of sky and sea? Lord, I have no words, and I don't deserve your glory. in majesty. You said all of this is for your glory. You said that the Lamb will cover me. Lord, I have no words, and I don't.
Chapter I set free.
to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. Now we're going to go into our lesson, and I will play a short selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. Amen. Praise God. Another selection.
Throughout my life, there have been many trials and tribulations, but there one thing I come to know without a doubt is that God can and God will. Therefore, I know I can always.
When you're feeling down, you need to know that there's a safe place you can go to share your despair.
Fall down on your feet, cast your cares on him, he'll supply all your needs.
Friends and family, they can walk away, but when you call on God, he'll come and save the day. He loves and cares for you, and he will see you through.
You both can walk hand in hand through the storm, he will say.
Solid ground.
When
grace of God, and he'll show the way. Through all of your trials, you must trust and believe. I'm a witness that through faith and prayer, you shall receive. Through your faith, your eyes will be open. Through the hope he is in the Father, he saved us for his own purpose.
And full of grace and grace. My role as a leader better recognize something like a preacher. From dust to dust, fall down to my knees. I wipe my slate clean from my mind at ease. He's the rock that I always can lean on at all times. A name I can call on. Jesus.
Like,
so what will Jesus do?
Praise be to God. And now it is time for our lesson this evening in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. Our very own Barbara A. Amore is going to conduct our lesson this evening. And we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Miss Barbara. How are you this evening?
Good evening, Miss Hilda. I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you?
Blessed, thank you. Praise God.
I had a Zoom meeting that I had to get in and get out of, but I'm with you. Pardon my tarrying. I'm with you now.
Amen.
So, how are you?
I'm well. I will not complain. I had a pretty good day and so far. And other than that, I am here. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah. I'm glad. I'm glad.
And you?
A little busy day, but I had pictures, rehearsals, and that thing. Be getting prepared for some upcoming concerts that I hope you can come to Brooklyn for, but anyway. Oh, one is going to be in Manhattan. But anyway, yeah, doing that kind of thing.
Manhattan is fine.
Okay.
Yes.
I think that's August the 20th, God willing, but I'll get more back to you in detail. I have the flyer, but I don't have it in front of me.
Oh, okay.
So we're just gonna get started, and no one else is on, just us.
No, just you and
okay.
I and all of
That's
our
all
listeners.
Right. That's enough. So
Amen.
We got to go with open with prayer. Praise God. Precious and Heavenly Father, it's once more and again. Some of your humble servants gathered together in your wonderful and awesome name. Lord Jesus, we thank you for allowing us to come together at this 7 o'clock hour. Thank you for providing for us, for guiding us, for leading us, for loving on us, for your unconditional love, your grace, your mercy, your favor, your compassion, and your kindness, Lord God. All that you do for us, all that you've done for us, and all that you will ever do for us, we thank you for that. We thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way, giving us strength for the struggle, allowing us to see a new day. So God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this lesson. I pray that it will be edification to our souls and our hearts and our minds as we learn more about you, Lord God. Thank you for those who are on the line, those who are listening and on various media, and we thank you for those who will listen in the archives and those who weren't able to join us tonight. I'm thinking in particular of Lady Nadine. So God bless her as
Amen.
She goes about doing her work for the Lord. Bless her family. Bless her children. Bless all of those
yes.
that are in her life and in Evangelist Hilda's life and in my life. Bless us and keep us. And bless the listeners too, Lord God. Thank you for everything. And again, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough because you're just so awesome. You're so mighty. And you're so good. In the precious name of Jesus and the matchless and precious name, I thank you right now. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're going to continue with our
I'm sorry that I had to step away a minute because the children are playing in the hallway and the alarm keeps going off.
Oh.
Yeah. Because they're...
I hear ticking or something, too. What's that? A clock or something?
That's the smoke detector. It needs a new battery.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Make sure you get one. It's not going to go
without it. Oh, yeah. Definitely. And that's the first thing on my list tomorrow.
Okay. Okay. All right. So we got to
It's very annoying.
Yes. We're going to continue with our lesson.
Mm-hmm.
From basic theology, and our chapter right now is chapter 34. We're talking about the biblical concept of sin. We were talking about the Old Testament words that describe sin. And I'm going to go to page 240. We're talking about section 8, and the word is ta'ah, T-A-A-H. I'm not sure if I read it already. I think that...
Yeah, we did. We're at B in the New Testament. We're at B.
We're at B?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Tacos? You talked about tacos?
Yes.
Okay, because I normally put a little asterisk there. No, I don't remember. That's why
we did all the scriptures
all
last
the Old Testament.
Week.
Okay.
Yes, in the New Testament.
Right. Okay, so we're going to go to part two on page 241. I stand corrected. And we're going to talk about the New Testament employs at least a dozen basic words to describe sin. So Evangelist said we talked about A, kakos,
mm-hmm.
and now we're going to go to B, panero. All right, so we're starting at section B. And this is a basic term for evil and almost always indicates moral evil. So we're going to look at Matthew, Acts, Romans, 1 Thessalonians, Hebrews, and 2 John. It also is used of Satan, and we see that in Matthew, 1 John, and possibly Matthew 6:13 and John 17:15. And of demons who are called evil spirits. You see that in Luke and Acts. So, panero. What is panero?
I don't know. It's a term for evil?
Yeah, what I just read.
Yes.
It means evil and moral evil. So let's take a look at Matthew 7 and 11 and then 12 and then 15.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you a message, and I'm going to try not to repeat after you, but sometimes it's so good I have to do it. So that's
why
I do that, but I'm trying not to do that. So Matthew 7
and
11.
So this is Jesus speaking. So if you sinful people know how, sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? Amen.
Okay. All right, so that's kind of, you know, we've heard that one before.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts about that?
No, ma'am.
All right, and look at 12 and 39.
Okay, 8, 12.
And don't forget we have homework, so we're going to leave a few minutes for that homework assignment at the end. 12 and 39, Matthew.
12 and 39 says, but Jesus replied, only an evil, adulterous generation would demand a miraculous sign. But the only sign I will give them is the sign of the prophet Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
All right. 15 and 19, Matthew.
Okay. 15 and 19 says, for from the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, all sexual immorality, theft, lying, and slander. Amen.
And mine, thank you, starts at 16 to 20, and it says, Jesus replied, you too? Are you being willfully stupid? Don't you know that anything that is swallowed works its way through the intestines and is finally defecated? But what comes out of the mouth gets its start in the heart. It's from the heart that we vomit up evil arguments, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, lies, and cussing. That's what pollutes. Eating or not eating certain foods, washing or not washing your hands, that's neither here nor there.
That is
okay.
True.
Okay. So now we got to go to Acts. So it's saying that it's not a matter of washing your hands, it's what comes out of your mouth.
Right.
That defiles a person, you know?
Yes.
So even though we want, particularly now during this pandemic, we still have to, you know, be careful. Not that we weren't clean before, but even more so now. So you got to wash your hands as well as watch your mouth.
Mouth, that's right.
Watch your mouth. Yeah,
a little potty mouth.
Well, and so now we're looking at Acts 17 and 5.
Okay, Acts 17 and 5. But some of the Jews were jealous, so they gathered some troublemakers from the marketplace to form a mob and start a riot. They attacked the home of Jason, searching for Paul and Silas, so they could drag them out to the crowd.
Mm-hmm. And then Romans 12 and 9. Any questions?
No, ma'am. That says it all right there.
Okay.
Romans 12
and 9.
9. Okie dokie. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Amen. Yes,
indeed.
Mm-hmm. Get rid of what is wrong. Hold tight to what is right.
Right, right. And I have to read mine. 12, it comes from 9 to 10.
Okay.
Love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. Run for dear life from evil. Hold on for dear life to good. Be good friends who love deeply. Practice playing second fiddle, all right? You don't always have to be first.
That's right.
Second fiddle, yeah. Let the other one shine sometimes.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. I agree first with that one.
Yeah, well, it's biblical. First Thessalonians 5 and 22.
First Thessalonians.
Yeah, 5 and 22.
Okay. 3, 4, 5, 22. Where are you? 21, 22. Stay away from every kind of evil. That was short and sweet.
Okay. And mine says, check out everything and keep only what's good. Throw out anything tainted with evil.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Right, then we're going to look at Hebrews 3 and 12.
Okay. Hebrews 3 and 12. You know, the kids, they know that every time they stand in front of the camera that the bell is going to go off, and they're perfectly doing that. And I don't want to be rude because it's my neighbor down the hall.
Mm-hmm.
3 and 12, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Be careful then, dear brothers and sisters. Make sure that your own hearts are not evil and unbelieving, turning you away from the living God. Amen.
Mm-hmm. And mine says, it's from 12 to 14.
Mm-hmm.
So watch your step, friend. Make sure there's no evil unbelief lying around that will trip you up and throw you off course,
mm-hmm.
diverting you from the living God. For as long as it's still God's today, keep each other on your toes so sin doesn't slow down your reflexes.
Mm-hmm.
If we can only keep our grip on the sure thing we started out with, we're in this with Christ for the long haul. These words keep ringing in our ears.
Amen.
And he says, today, please listen. Don't turn a deaf ear at the bitter, as in the bitter uprising. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to write it on to 2 John 11.
2 John 11.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First John. 2 John 11. Okay. 11 says, but anyone who hates another brother or sister is still living and walking in darkness. Such a person does not know the way to go, having been blind by the darkness. Did I read the right one? You said 2 John, right?
2 John 11. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Sounds right.
I was reading 1 John.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here's 2 John 11. 10. 11 says, 2 John, anyone who encourages such people becomes a partner in their evil work. Okay. That was a little
better.
Yeah.
All right. So we're still talking about evil and moral evil. And mine says in size of 10, if anyone shows up who doesn't hold to this teaching, don't invite him in and give him the run of the place. That would just give him a platform to perpetuate his evil ways, making you his partner.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
It also is used of Satan, and we see that in Matthew 13 and 19.
Matthew,
go back to
Matthew 13 and 19. 18, 19. The seed that fell on the footpath represents those who hear the message about the kingdom and don't understand it. Then the evil one comes and snatches away the seed that was planted in their heart.
Mm-hmm. Amen. All right. We're going to go on to talk about Satan.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to 13 and 38.
Okay. We're still in Matthew 13:38. 37, 38. The field is the world. And the good seed represents the people of the kingdom. The weeds are the people who belong to the evil one.
that's it.
38.
Okay. All right. Mine says, starting at 37. So he explains, the farmer who sows the pure seed is the Son of Man.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. The field is the world. The pure seeds are subjects of the kingdom. The thistles are subjects of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And the enemy who sows them is the devil.
Mm-hmm.
The harvest is the end of the age, the curtain of history. The harvest hands are angels. Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And then we're going to look at Did we look at John 17? No. First John. Back up. First John 2:13-14. First John.
First John. Okay.
2:13-14.
Yeah. First John.
13-14.
Okay. First John. 3.
2.
2.
13-14.
Okay, here we go. I am writing to you who are mature in the faith because you know Christ who existed from the beginning. I am writing to you who are young in the faith because you have won your battle with the evil one. I have written to you who are God's children because you know the Father. I have written to you who are mature in the faith because you know Christ who exists from the beginning. I have written to you who are young in the faith because you are strong. God's word lives in your hearts and you have won your battle with the evil one. Amen.
My Lord. My Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to read it starting at 12. I remind you, my dear children, your sins are forgiven in Jesus' name. You veterans were in on the ground floor and know the one who started all this. You newcomers have won a big victory over the evil one. And a second reminder, dear children, you know the Father from personal experience. You veterans know the one who started it all, and you newcomers such vitality and strength. God's word is so steady in you. Your fellowship with God enables you to gain a victory over the evil one. Don't love the world's ways. Don't love the world's goods.
Mm.
Love of the world squeezes out love for the Father. Practically everything that goes on in the world, wanting your own way, wanting everything for yourself, wanting to appear important, has nothing to do with the Father.
Mm-hmm.
It just isolates you from him. The world and all its wanting is on the way out. But whoever does what God wants is set for eternity. All right. All
right.
That's
right.
Yes. Mhm. And so, I love that. So now we can look at 5 and 18.
Okay. 5 and 18. We know that God's children do not make a practice of sinning, for God's Son holds them securely, and the evil one cannot touch them. Yes, yes, he can't touch you as long as Jesus is holding you securely in his arms.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Love it.
Beautiful.
Love it. I'm not going to read it. And so, okay. Thank you. And possibly Matthew 6, 13.
Okay. Matthew 6, 13 says, and don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Don't let us yield to temptation. Amen.
Right.
And also John, and also John 17 and 15.
John, Luke, John 17, 19,
15. I invited Sister Cole. Oh, goodness, I was supposed to call her because her phone is not working right. Oh, well.
I told her
I would call her, and if not, it's all right. So.
Okay.
17:15
says, I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but to keep them safe from the evil one. Amen. Wow.
I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but keep them safe from the evil one.
Yes. Praise God.
Okay. Make them holy, consecrated.
Yes.
With the truth. Your word is consecrating truth. In the same way that you gave me a mission in the world, I give them a mission in the world. I'm concentrating myself for their sake, so there'll be truth consecrated in their mission. Lord. Ooh, thank you.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And then the last one is Luke 11 and 26.
Okay, Luke 11:26 says, then the spirit finds seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they all entered the person that lived there. And so that person is worse off than before. Whew. Can you imagine? One is bad enough, but seven?
Right.
My Lord.
My read from 24 to 26. Mm-hmm. When a corrupting spirit is expelled from someone, it drifts along through the desert looking for an oasis. Some unsuspecting soul, it can bedevil. When it doesn't find anyone, it says, I'll go back to my old haunt. On return, it finds the person swept and dusted, but vacant. It then runs out and rounds up seven other spirits dirtier than itself, and they all move in, whooping it up. That person ends up far worse than if he had never gotten cleaned up in the first place. Powerful.
Very
and the last verse is going to be Acts 19 and 12.
Okay.
Acts 19
19 and 12. When handkerchiefs or aprons that had merely touched his skin were placed on sick people, they were healed of their diseases and evil spirits were expelled. Oh, that's when you hear some of these preachers talking about the miracle cloth.
Mm-hmm.
Or the miracle handkerchief, yeah.
One of them gave me a handkerchief probably about 3 years ago now. I still have it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, the topic is witches came out of the woodwork, and it starts at 11 through 12.
Uh-huh.
God did powerful things through Paul, things quite out of the ordinary. The word got around, and people started taking pieces of clothing, handkerchiefs and scarves and the like, that had
mm-hmm.
touched Paul's skin, and then touching the sick with them. The touch did it. They were healed and whole. That's power.
Wow.
Yes,
he does.
Yes, yes. And so what time
is it? Who he chooses.
To whom he chooses, right. It's we'll do another one talking about Asebus, Part C.
Okay.
And we're not going to have time to go through all the scriptures, but I will at least read that little paragraph. Meaning godless. This word appears in 2 Peter and Jude, meaning godless apostates. The unsaved are designated as ungodly, Romans 4 and 5 and 5, 6. Occasionally it appears with other words for sin. 1 and 18, and 1 Timothy 1 and 9, and 1 Peter 4 and 18. We're going to stop right there. We'll get back to the scriptures next week if you don't mind.
Yes.
I'm putting a pen in right there, so I remember we stopped at C.
Yep.
At C. And you have a very good study tonight. Powerful stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the New Testament, about the sins in the New Testament. Wow. I mean,
mm-hmm.
these scriptures is just so profound, you know, when you read them again. But like when you're just reading and then you go like little scripture by scripture, then, you know, you pick up things that you didn't know before, even
yes.
though you read it, but you did, you know, like, you see
yes.
something different every time you read the scriptures over again.
Right, and it's pinpointed for us looking for that evil and that moral evil, which you know, like you say, you may not take note of as you're reading it.
Yeah.
But when it's identified and pointing to that particular scripture, it stands out even more so.
Yes.
So that's, I bless Apostle for giving us this book, pointing this book out to us, blessing me with it.
Yes. I'm glad he turned it over to you, too, because, you know.
Well, I didn't mean turn it over to me so much as selecting this book for us to study.
But still, you know, it's like, you know, it's the way that you explain it and, you know, in a easier sense than, you know. But
yes, ma'am. I understand.
Yeah.
I'm a student too. I'm still studying, so I'm learning right along with you.
Amen.
Many of the things. Yes.
Praise God.
So you have your homework from last week, and I'll remind you of what the subject was.
Mm-hmm.
You remember we had homework?
Yeah, last week homework was, did Jesus drink wine at the Last Supper or any time? So we did that one.
Mm-hmm.
And this week homework is, Is there a non-alcoholic wine in Jesus'
right.
name? Okay.
Right. So that's the question that you need to answer, and I will give you my answer once you answered it, if you when you're ready.
Okay. Wait, because I have...
no problem. Take your time.
Here we go.
Take your time.
Here we go.
Okay.
Okay.
So what I found in Google is that was there non-alcoholic wine during Jesus' time in Quora? And Quora says, no, wine is fermented juice. It's never non-alcoholic unless you do some modern chemical process to remove the alcohol. But they would never have been able to. Okay?
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. I think it was said last week that he drank non-alcoholic wine. And
yes.
That's why the question came up, was there any non-alcoholic wine in those days?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is no, because the wine that is now non-alcoholic goes through a special, as you read, modern-day process that was not available in the day of Jesus. He could drink grape juice.
Yes.
But that's not non-alcoholic wine, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
and they were saying, okay, in gotquestion.org said, did Jesus change water into wine or grape juice?
Mm-hmm.
And it said the answer is the belief that Jesus created alcoholic wine is definitely more in agreement with the context and the definition / usage of oinos. Oinos? O-I-N-O-S. Primary.
Okay, oinos. O-I-N-O-S. That's the new one.
Mm-hmm.
O-I-N-O-S. Mm-hmm. Oinos. I don't know what that is. Maybe a
not
Greek word or something.
But I don't even know if it's in the dictionary.
Okay. Well, we can look for that. You want to look it up?
Let's see.
When you finish, because I think you were still reading.
No, I had stopped.
You have finished?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I just wanted
so.
To say that, but, you know, because they had mentioned it, that's why I was asking the question. So
we basically have the same thing. I went to Google, and again, the question that I had said was there a non-alcoholic wine in Jesus' day? And the answer is non-alcoholic wine was invented in 1908. Although wine is approximately 8,000 years old, non-alcoholic wine is a relatively young beverage. Its invention is credited to the Jung family, who owned a vineyard in the Rhine region of Germany.
Oh.
Non-alcoholic wine is not simply grape juice. It's not just grape juice. The former is made exactly like its alcoholic, but with one extra step, the alcohol is removed. Grape juice is merely, on the other hand, unfermented juice of grapes. So non-alcoholic wine is usually below 0.5% alcohol by volume.
Oh,
amen. So if it's non-alcoholic, it still has alcohol in it, but it's such a low percentage
alcohol by volume
that it's not really intoxicating. But if you drink enough of it, my reading said that you can even get a buzz from drinking the non-alcoholic wine if you consume too much.
Right. Even
so
if you eat the grapes itself.
You get high?
Yes, you will fit. In the morning, you will have a hangover like you were drinking wine all night long.
Really? What kind of grapes? Concord?
Any kind of grapes.
Because I love grapes.
Me too. I used to sit and eat the whole bunch. You know, the red grapes and the green ones.
I love the green ones, and I love the black ones.
Oh, the
I had some black ones the other week. They were nice and sweet. They're in season now, so they're sweet. Because I think I told you before we had a discussion with Pastor Kathy that we like to sample the product before we buy it.
Yes.
You know, so not a whole bunch, but at least one taste before you spend your money on something. And I did.
Absolutely.
So I did do that.
Okay.
But they were so good.
Yes.
Huh?
Okay. I looked up the word, right, in the
okay.
And they say that it's pheno, F-I-N-O, and that it means a light color dry sherry.
Oh,
it's pronounced plural phenos. So they don't pronounce it as onos. They pronounce it as phenos.
They pronounce it as
phenos
and it starts with an O?
Yeah. And here they have O-I-N-K and they have O-N-I-O-N and they have vino and minos. So they
vino we know is wine in Spanish or
minos is. Minos is a legendary king of Crete, son of Zeus and Europa, his wife, though that's not it. And
Listen. You said Crete, it's not Crete, it's Crete.
Crete.
I heard Apostle say that too. It's not Crete, it's Crete.
Crete. Okay, thank you.
That's a Greek island. No problem.
Oh, okay. So O-I-N-K is a noun, and it's the characteristic grunting sound of a pig. That's not it either.
Right.
And O-N-I-O-N is a noun, and it's a edible bulb with a fruity taste and smell composed
of...
that's not it, and of course... We know that vino is wine.
So it's O-I-N-O-S?
Yes.
Okay, I just put that in and see what I get.
Okay.
It says wine, alcoholic drink.
Mm-hmm.
Wine is an alcoholic drink typically made from fermented grapes. Yeast consumes the sugar in the grapes and converts it to ethanol and carbon dioxide, releasing heat in the process. Different varieties of grapes and strains of yeast are major factors in different styles of wine. So it just means that what does the Greek word onion or oinon mean? Okay, let's see that. Greek is generally expressed as onyas, onon, or oino, be drunk. In the original language, is methisthi, and I know I'm mispronouncing it, is excess, asotia, can also be translated in English as debauchery. Christians are admonished not to drink wine to a level of drunkenness that manifests itself in debauchery or being drunk or drinking to excess. Amen. Okay, so oino. I learned a new word tonight. Oino.
Exactly.
And it means wine.
I just wanted to say one more. In the Bible, did Jesus drink wine or grape juice? Dust off the Bible, right? It says the reason why non-alcoholic wine was so rare, not common, is because wine will ferment naturally on its own from just the wild yeast all around. And that's what you just read, right?
Mm-hmm. From the heat?
Yes.
From the heat, yeah, so it's not refrigerated, and it's going to start to kind of spoil or ferment on its own.
Yes, they will. The riper they get, the stronger they are.
Right. And I'm looking at this one, and it says, what is unfermented wine called? What do you think the answer is?
Non-alcoholic, grape juice.
Right.
Oh, and I got that one right. Hey.
That's what it is. This is where non-alcoholic wine differs from, say, grape juice. While grape juice is the unfermented juice sourced from grapes, non-alcoholic wine goes through the same fermentation and aging process, which is what I read for homework. So unfermented wine is simply grape juice.
Grape juice. That's grape juice.
Yeah. Enjoy it.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, we're going to, no homework for this week other than just to stay in Jesus.
We got our answers,
and so God is good. I'm going to rejoin the other ladies on Zoom if they're still there. God bless you. I enjoyed this. I want you to take us out in prayer when you're ready.
Father God, thank you for all that we have learned about wine in the Bible. Thank you for our speaker this evening who explained everything so clearly and fermented and discernment and open up our spirits to hear what thus says the Lord. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our families. We thank you for our friends, even our enemies, Lord God. Bless each and every one here tonight, those online and the icons or wherever they listen to pray one for another, Lord God. Bless their homes, bless their families, and guide each and every one of us in the way that you would have us to go. Let your will be done in everything that we do. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Love you.
Hallelujah.
Love you, too. Thank you for being there.
Thank you for coming.
And I told you, you look beautiful on Sunday. I don't know what you did, but you were glowing.
Oh, thank you. Wow.
You didn't read my text?
Yes, I did. I was like, okay. What is she talking about? I was just the
old
me. I didn't do anything different. Oh, maybe
something happened to you.
Yeah, but thank you anyway.
You
made my day.
You're welcome.
I was like, yes. Thank you. Praise
Love
God.
You. Hugs and kisses. God willing, we'll talk soon.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. I won't be on Saturday because that's the day of the concert. I don't know if you guys are able to make it or not.
Yeah, we were not going to be on anyway on Saturday because we're going out with my sisters.
Okay.
So we'll be. So no program on Saturday. Thank you.
Amen. Be God safe.
Bless.
Enjoy yourself. And God bless you. Love you.
Do the same. Love you. See you on Sunday.
Thank you.
Amen.
God willing.
God
I might see you tomorrow. I'm not positive. I might be with you all tomorrow. Not sure.
Oh, on Zoom?
On Wednesday.
Oh, that's tomorrow.
Yeah, the Bible study at 7, right?
Oh, yes. Yes.
I'm not sure.
Okay. We're happy. And if you don't, we know you're with us in the spirit.
Yes, ma'am. Love you.
God bless you. Go ahead before you miss all of your Zoom.
I'm gone. Shalom.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Love you, too.
And we're out.